Welcome back to a Clubfoot Mom podcast. I am your host and fellow Clubfoot Mom, Maureen Hoff. So in one of my previous episodes, I talked a little bit about the unexpected emotions that I felt when our cutie started kindergarten and we kind of ended our Boots and Bar journey and the impact that that had on me as a parent and as a person. So I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into that, just since it's kind of a broader topic than just talking about her Clubfoot update. So my cutie turned 5 in April of 2023, and she graduated from her Boots and Bar, no longer had them as nightly wear. And she started kindergarten in August, that following August. And the transition to her starting kindergarten was a wild ride for me emotionally. And a caveat with that being that compounding her starting kindergarten, the end of our kind of caregiver, the end of her Boots and Bar, she's also my youngest. So it also marked the end of my journey as a stay-at-home mom exclusively raising little kids, non-school-aged kids, right? So my oldest is turned 11 in September, and I had spent 11 years of my life where my main role was raising my little ones, and I really struggled with the transition in my own identity of feeling like, okay, I don't have little kids anymore. Like, I have full school-aged kids. And I think that compounded with the fact that it was the end of our active Clubfoot journey and the end of my role as her primary caregiver in a medical sense was just a lot more challenging than I anticipated. So I remember just feeling really lost. Like, I didn't know what my purpose was, and I was unsure what I was going to do with all the time that I had available to me. I mean, she had been in a preschool where she was there 3 days a week the year before, but there was something about the finality of being in school. When she was in preschool, it's like if we wanted to take her out for a day or do something special, there was that ability and that flexibility, which I don't think we have when she moved to kindergarten. And I didn't know what I was going to do with all the time. Also, combined with the fact that what I had spent 5 years of her life doing was creating content, resources, this podcast, writing my book, being involved in projects that involved Clubfoot. And our participation in her Clubfoot treatment was no longer a daily thing. It had moved into a more observant phase, right? So we're observing and watching and making sure that we're doing, you know, physical activity and stretching and watching her. But it's so much more of an observance as opposed to the constant vigilance that I felt when she was in Boots and Bar and that nightly wear in maintaining that consistency, being diligent. And there were a lot of personal sacrifices that we made, not just me, but my family, to accommodate that, to make sure that we did that. And there was a sense of freedom involved with no longer wearing it, but I was surprised that I felt almost like there was a grief part of it where I just didn't know what to do. I don't know if grief is really the right word, but it definitely felt like there was a major part of our life that was really prominent was no longer there. And there was no ability to fill that void. There was nothing like replacing that, right? So I just didn't know whether I should even continue to create content within the Clubfoot community or whether that was still a passion. And I felt myself withdrawing from that for a while just because I needed space to figure out where I wanted to go moving forward. And I did take an active step back from a lot of like the online communities because I just needed time to process what I was going through. I think I've talked about that a lot on this podcast about how important it is for you to take the time to process what you're feeling. And so I figured I might as well put my money where my mouth was and actually walk the walk and not just talk the talk. So I decided to kind of create some space. And then I injured myself playing pickleball. And if you haven't played pickleball, it's so fun. But just be prepared that it is like one of the leading sport that's causing orthopedic injuries at this point. So just a disclaimer as far as that goes. I have full intentions to go back to playing pickleball when I am fully recovered. But that is a side note. So I had injured myself and that really forced me to slow down because I had to rehab my knee prior to surgery. And then after surgery came the very extensive rehab. And so I was forced to figure out other ways to process my emotions. And by that, I mean, I tend towards movement to kind of work through things, work through the physical stress that I hold in my body, but also just my emotional process. I moved from exercising to look a certain way to exercising for my own mental health quite a few years back. It isn't about, I love growing, getting stronger and maintaining that physicality, but the main purpose of my exercise regimen is for my mental health and to give myself movement to move through things. And I wasn't able to do that anymore after I got injured at a time where I was feeling some pretty extreme and overwhelming emotions about my daughter going to kindergarten and my transition into a different type of parent. And so it all was a little bit murky, and I won't say that I navigated it well, but I just allowed myself to kind of feel as I felt and let my intuition lead me to what I needed to do. So when I needed to take a step back, I did, and I tried to create other ways for me to process emotions, so I kind of leaned into doing some more meditation. I focused on other exercise activities that it didn't really get my heart rate to the point that I was, you know, really feeling what I usually feel and having that same sort of release. But I've found alternative ways for me to still have some sort of physical activity. And I, you know, just took it day by day in reality. But it did become a distraction for everything else that I was going through as far as trying to navigate where I was going to go with all of the work that I had done. I still firmly have a passion for wanting to amplify the parent experience, to talk about what parents and caregivers are navigating at home. It is a gap that I continue to see in resources. I think sometimes parents can feel as though they are an afterthought in a treatment process because they are not provided with the resources that they need to feel supported. And I try to discern whether that's because those resources don't exist or if there's a need for figuring out how to better access those resources. And if they don't exist, then how are we going to create them? And I still have never lost that passion. I just needed time to navigate how I was going to take what I had worked through with my own personal experience of Clubfoot and try to translate that into other people and other conditions and other kids' experiences and parents' experiences. So it took me a little while to figure out that I, even though we're done with that Clubfoot journey portion, you know, like that the boots and bar, the active participation in her daily care, I wasn't done with wanting to help the communities that of parents that need it. And so that's what I kind of changed my focus on. And I think that injury and recovery allowed me to have some of that space. It's so interesting, I always say, and I don't know if everybody feels this way, but sometimes when you're like really, really going, right, you're like, I just can't stop. And honestly, as a mom, like it never stops, especially when you have little kids at home and you're constantly in caretaker role. It never really stops, but you get to a point where your body is like, okay, no more. Like you're going to be sick now. You know, like you're going to get the flu or whatever that is to kind of, your body gets to a point where they're like, I'm done. You need to slow down. Right. And it forces you to in a way that you wouldn't otherwise. And looking back, it does feel like that was a part of what was happening with what happened with my injury was it was like, you need space and you're not going to find the space and you're not going to find your path forward doing the same thing you've always been doing. Like you need to change and have some adjustments. And it was definitely a learning experience and one that I'm still working through. How do I kind of get back to what I was before? And I probably won't, because I won't be that same person I was before. And the personal experience in orthopedics too is definitely something that I had never had before. And now that I do, it's being on that other end and being the patient as opposed to the parent. It did give me different insights that I had that I didn't have prior. So I think if you're a caregiver and you're on the end, the tail end of any sort of treatment protocol that's lasted for a significant amount of time in your child's life, it's okay to feel a loss when that is done. I want to normalize that, at least through my own experience of, there definitely was some of that for me. I felt lost in what my role was with her, because for so long I wasn't just her parent, but I was also like her main care provider. And then I had to transition into being a parent and she was also in school, which means she was away from me majority of the time. And it was very tricky. And I don't want to come on here and say like I have answers for anybody about or suggestions, because the reality is I don't. And I think all of our experiences are unique, but I think it's important to hold space for whatever it is that you're feeling. So if you're on the opposite end where you're just like, I'm so happy, I've never, you know, and there's the big relief portion of it, there was a part of that for me for sure. But if you have unexpected emotions surrounding your child's treatment and the end of that treatment, in the end of your role in it, I think that that's totally normal. And you shouldn't feel as if there's something wrong with that, right? Everything is valid that you're feeling. And I encourage you to find ways to lean into that and to kind of figure out what next steps look like for you on your personal journey through your child and through that parenting experience too. So anyways, that's just a little bit about what we kind of, or what I experienced when my Cutie went to kindergarten and ended her boots and bar. So if you found this episode helpful, you can share it with someone that you think would benefit from it. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can do so through my Instagram account at Clubfoot Chronicles Mom or my website at maureenhoff.com. Until next time.